Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. The Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus says, behold, I am with you till the end. And that's a promise that many Christians hold on to. But whenever we're going through difficult times, doubts start to creep in. And we start to question, I know God said I will never leave you nor forsake you. I know Jesus said he will be with us till the end. But did I do something to cause God to leave me? To cause God to forsake me, to cause God to take his presence from me. Then you start reading the Old Testament and you read scriptures like Samson. He knew not that the Spirit of God had departed from him. We read about King Saul and how God took his mercy from him. And we wonder to ourselves, if God could abandon King Saul and just cast him aside, could he do the same thing to me? As a born-again Christian, even though God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, could God forsake me, or could I do something for God to forsake me the way he forsook King Saul? That's a very valid question a lot of people have, and it's a genuine fear. In this session, I would like to answer that particular question. Why did God forsake King Saul the way he did? And more importantly, could the same thing happen to you or me, who are born-again Christians who are in Christ? The short answer to that question is no. The same thing cannot happen because God never promised King Saul, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But now I'm going to go through some scriptures to actually solidify that point. A little background on King Saul. He was chosen to be the first king of Israel by God. Initially, things were good. Everybody liked him. He had that kingly stature. He was tall, strong, well-built, and he initially did very well. But then there were two acts of disobedience on the part of King Saul that caused God to regret making him king, and God eventually removed him from office. The first thing that happened is that they had to make a sacrifice, but according to the customs, he had to wait for the prophet Samuel to show up in order to make that sacrifice. But King Saul started to become impatient, and he decided to take the initiative and to make that sacrifice without Samuel present. Then later on, Samuel came and said, what are you doing? Well, the sacrifice needed to be made, and you weren't here, so I took the initiative and I made the sacrifice. For most of us, the way I said it, it doesn't sound like a big deal. Yet, for God, that was a huge deal. Because God said, you have not obeyed the commandment of God. And because of that, I am now going to seek somebody else to be king in your stead. Then, sometime later, there was another incident. And this is the one that finally put the nail in King Saul's coffin. They had to go into battle. And God's instructions to King Saul was kill everyone. Kill man, woman, child, animal, beast, everything. Kill everything. But King Saul spared the opposing king, Agag was his name, and he spared a few of the animals so that they could sacrifice. And again, from our point of view, that doesn't sound like a big deal. But in the eyes of God, that was apparently a very big deal. And when Samuel came, he said, God has now taken the kingdom away from you. When you were young, you were obedient, but now you have disobeyed the commandment of God. And from that point on, God left Saul. Samuel never visited him again. And not only did God leave Saul, a demon spirit came upon Saul. I mean, that's how bad it was. He was really forsaken by God. It was really bad. There is no doubt whatsoever that God forsook King Saul. And let's be honest, what King Saul did was probably small compared to what you and I do on a regular basis. All right, we all disobey God. So if God wants a reason to forsake anyone, that's not hard to find. It's not hard to find acts of disobedience or incomplete obedience, as was the case with King Saul. And it's a very valid question. If God could forsake King Saul and give him up to the devil for such a seemingly small blunder, what about us? So could God forsake us as well, also because of disobedience? Now, that was King Saul. Let me talk about two other kings, one called David, one called Solomon. Just like King Saul, David and Solomon were chosen by God to be king. And just like King Saul, they both failed. Just like every man of God in the Old Testament, they failed. David committed adultery and murder. Solomon was even worse. Solomon went after idols. He married 700 wives and 300 concubines, and he went after idols. Now, if you're not sure what a concubine is, look it up, right? And then you will understand how much God allowed to slide in the Old Testament. It could be argued that what David and Solomon did were infinitely worse than what King Saul did. Yet, God did not forsake David and Solomon. That is astonishing, because they also disobeyed. Whether you consider their sin to be small or great doesn't make a difference. They disobeyed. They broke the commandments of God. Yet, God dealt with them differently than he dealt with King Saul. Their lives and their reigns followed more or less the same pattern. They were chosen by God. They did well at the beginning, but then they failed. And the difference is, God abandoned Saul, left him for dead, and he had mercy on David and Solomon. So what is the difference then? What is the difference? Because we often think to ourselves, could we do something that will cause God to forsake us? And the response to that is, if God is looking for something that you did as an excuse to forsake you, God does not have to look very far. We all have stuff that we've done and that we do on a regular basis. Some may consider it a small sin, a big sin. It really doesn't make a difference. Disobedience is disobedience. Sin is sin. Once you break one law, you're guilty of breaking all. That's what the Bible says. So if God is looking for something that you did as an excuse to abandon you, he does not have to look very far. He could find that with every one of us, from the worst of us to the best of us. God could find some reason, some commandment we've broken, some sin we've committed, as an excuse to forsake us. Yet, God promised that he wouldn't. Now, there's a scripture in the book of 2 Samuel that I read recently that really opened up my eyes to this. And I'm reading from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, reading from verse 12. God is speaking to David and he's saying, "When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son." And here's the main part. "If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you." Very powerful scripture. God is spelling out to David why he took his mercy away from Saul and why he will not take it away from David and Solomon. He said, "If you sin, I will chasten you, but I will not take my mercy from you the way I took it from Saul." So God is admitting he took his mercy away from Saul, but he is promising, "I will not take it away from you." And that, my friends, answers the question, could God forsake us the way he forsook Saul? Can God do it? Yes. Will God do it? No. Why? Because God said, "I will not do it." God said, "I will not leave you nor forsake you." God never gave that promise to Saul. Saul was under a different covenant. Clearly, you could see God is promising David something that he never promised Saul. He's making a covenant with David. that involved mercy rather than law. That is the key difference. The reason God will not forsake us is not because we wouldn't commit sin or because we don't deserve to be forsaken. The reason God will not forsake us is because He made a covenant with us. And that covenant is a covenant of mercy, not a covenant of law and law keeping. And that is the key. David operated under a different covenant than King Saul. Now, you have to understand, God has never changed. Sin is still sin. The things that angered God in the Old Testament still angers Him today. That has never changed. Man has never changed. The nature of man, sin, has never changed. The devil has never changed. But let me tell you what has changed. The covenant. The covenant describes the way God interacts and deals with man. That covenant has continually changed over time. And we could see even in the Old Testament, the way God dealt with David and Solomon is different from the way He dealt with King Saul, because He made a different covenant with them. And that is the key. That is the reason why we will not be forsaken by God, because God has a covenant with us that promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let me read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, from verse 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day that I took them out of Egypt. So it's not according to that covenant, it's a different covenant. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. That's the difference. In the old covenant, you had a law, you had commandments, and if you break one commandment, you are guilty of all. And every single man and woman of God in the Old Testament broke the commandments. They all failed. But under the new covenant, it's a covenant of grace through Christ. It's a covenant where we don't have to keep every aspect of the law in order to please God. But rather, it's a covenant where Jesus has already fulfilled the righteous requirements of the law. It's a covenant where God transforms you from the inside out. No longer is He telling you, keep these commandments, but rather He's putting the commandments and the laws in your heart. He's putting His nature inside of you. And the most important part of that covenant, as far as our discussion goes today, I will be their God, they shall be my people. I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more. That's what we have in Christ. That's the promise we have in Christ. And the reason God will not forsake us is because of that covenant. Their sin I will remember no more. If God wanted to remember our sin, He could forsake us anytime. But God chose not to remember our sin. His covenant is what makes the difference. And because of that covenant that we have through Christ, we have confidence. We have boldness in the day of judgment, where we can just go to the throne of God without any fear, without any condemnation, and ask for what we need. If we need forgiveness, ask for forgiveness, because He said, I will remember their iniquity and their sins no more. That is what we have in Christ. And through His death, we have access to the throne room of God. We have security in Christ. The same grace that saves us also keeps us. That's the covenant we have in God. So I pray that what I've shared today will encourage you and will take away all that fear and condemnation that we carry around as Christians. Has God forsaken me? Will God forsake me? Did I do something to cause God to leave me? God's covenant precludes all of that. He said, I will never leave you. End of story. That is the grace of God. That is the power of Christ.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.